partners. And I sent Kurt an email yesterday. I forwarded Kurt an email that I got from a listener and asked Kurt if he'd maybe want to take this on for us. And here's the question that I got from a listener. Ross, could you explain to us why the stock market seems to go down and your portfolio seems to go down in value much faster than it ever goes up over, you know, whatever amount of points, you know, 1,000 points in the Dow or 3,000 points in the Dow, down faster than up. So Kurt has agreed to take that on this morning. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think of this question?
Well, you know, it depends upon what you own. A lot of people compare their portfolios against an index. Most commonly, perhaps, the Dow, which really is just of 30 industrial stocks that don't really necessarily make up the full market. Sometimes they compare it against the S&P 500, probably not in 1,000 and 3,000 point movement. So I'm guessing this person was comparing it against the Dow. And if you own the broader market and don't perfectly own that index, your portfolio is going to go up and down differently than what the Dow itself will do.
That makes a lot of sense. And the other thing that occurred to me when I read the listener's question is, and tell me if you what you think of my logic here, but markets are often driven by basically either fear or greed. And fear is actually, most of the time, a much stronger emotion than greed. And so when people are fearful, you know, they'll hit the sell button faster than people who are feeling greedy will hit the buy button. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's very true, and I think we have to be careful of looking at percentages or the dollar movement. Mm. If a market drops 20%, your portfolio drops 20%, but a market would have to go up over 40% just to get it back to where you started. So on percentage basis, it always seems like your portfolio is going down faster than it's going up, and we have the technology to measure that, and I would encourage people to go to my website, KurtCambier.com, KurtCambier.com. Hit the risk analysis tab right in the middle of the website, and you can actually take a risk test. And then what we can do is follow up and plug in your portfolio. We can tell you how your portfolio is going to react in an up and down market.
Excellent. Everyone get in touch with Kurt. He gave you the website, KurtCambier.com, Kurt with a K. And sit down with him and do exactly what he said. Make sure you understand your portfolio and the risk you're taking. Some people take too much risk. Some people don't take enough. And most people don't even know the risk they're taking at all. Thanks a lot for being here, Kurt, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Have a great one.
All right, you too. And by the way, folks, I thought that was pretty cool. If you've got financial questions, market questions, investing questions that are not so much specific to your portfolio, but things that would be useful for my listeners to hear about and talk about with Kurt, send me those at ross@khow.com, and I'll ask Kurt your questions, and we'll answer some of your questions on the air. I think that would be a lot of fun.